Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayera. At this week Parasha, we're starting off with bad note. After last week Parasha, the people of Israel had a lot of hope. They really believed that the redemption will come. It only started with Aaron and Moses coming and asking them, "Believe in us, God remembered you, and He will redeem you." But at this week Parasha, after the beginning of the sermon, when they give another lecture about the importance and the belief that they will be returning home, it says that the people of Israel didn't listen to them. They were too preoccupied in their work. They were tired. They could not believe in that. The verse says very clearly, what is the reason they will return to their home? Chapter 6, verse 8. He will return you to the home after I promised you to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to give you the land as a possession. It is not good enough for the people, and they're tired of listening to this, and they declare they don't listen, and that's how it happens. In the redemption, we will notice a lot of the times high notes and low notes. And in the book of Songs, it says, it's chapter 2, verse 8, my beloved is like a gazelle. Just like a gazelle running away, you can see him on the mountains. Sometimes he's close to you, sometimes he's behind the hill. You can't really see him. It's the footnotes of redemption. Sometimes they are close, sometimes they are nearby, and sometimes they are far in the distance. I want to share a story that connects the line of the land is a possession to a part of history that was one of the darkest moments, just like the gazelle behind the hill. And this, of course, is the story of the Soviet Jews. Soviet Jews, people that lived behind closed walls, the iron gates of the Soviet Union, could not learn Judaism, cannot connect to the land of Israel, cannot learn Hebrew. In 1972, in one of those performing acts by the Soviet, and they were very good at that, the Rabbi Chacham Emanuel, Chacham means smart, this is an expression called rabbis in the East. Chacham Emanuel is being called from the city of Tbilisi in the area of Georgia, in Russia, and the Soviet Union, to come and sign a petition. 16 of the famous rabbi of Russia stand there, the Soviet Union, and in front of them cameras and a lot of just media people, and they're sending a decree that says as follow: the Jewish people have no connection to the land of Israel. Of course, it's a complete lie and nonsense, but as a declaration made by this performing act of the KGB and the Soviet Union, it looks good. When rabbis wearing the way rabbis wear say such a thing, it's a strong impression. But when Chacham Emanuel comes, and after he tries to avoid, and he's being pushed to the room, and he's being asked to sign this petition, he reads it, and he can't believe what he just sees. It does not make any sense. How come will I give a signature of such a thing? Of course there is a connection to the Jewish people. Of course there's a connection to the land. The rabbi comes and takes him aside and says to him, my dear friend, why are you doing this? Why are you making a drama? We are in a very important moment. You want to sign. I'm not going to sign. The head of the KGB comes to him and says, how dare you? All these rabbis are not respected. The chief rabbi here signed this petition. Why isn't it good enough for you? And Chacham Emanuel, in a very brave move, says, I'm going to show you why. And he takes a siddur, he takes a book of prayers that was edited by the chief rabbi a couple of years before, and he says, the rabbi who just signed it is lying. And why? Because here in the siddur, in the book of prayer that he uses every day, it says that we are waiting for a redemption. And we're waiting for the time where God is going to bring us from all the corner of the world and bring us back to the land. What land is he talking about? Of course, the land of Israel. We cannot disattach the land from the people. Everybody's shocked. What a scandal in front of everybody. The KGB throws him to an office nearby and he says, you know, I would make a decree to kill you in a split second, but you did it in front of all these important people, congressmen, and people that sees you. It was a smart move. Go back to your home in Tbilisi. Not to be worried. We will find you. He goes to Tbilisi, proud of this decision, but he goes undercover and tried to hide for a couple of weeks. And indeed, a couple of weeks later, he's being called to the KGB and he decides to go to the office anyway. What a big surprise it was that when he enters the room, he sees the commander of the KGB salutes him and says to him, "What you did was a bold move, but more than that, it taught us what is a true belief in your nation. And we hope and we pray that half of the civilians of the Soviet Union would be loyal just like you are to your nation. But you did something wrong, and I need to sign this decree to throw you away from the country. And you will leave the country soon." He's leaving the country to Vienna and from there to the land of Israel. When he lands, Golda Meir, the prime minister, salutes him and he says, "We need more people like you." You understand? Disattaching the land of Israel and the promise of the Jewish people by our forefathers that we will return it is a lie. There is nothing that bounds us to this land other than the promise of God. True, some people say we weren't from here. Abraham was born in Iraq. The people of Israel were made in the desert. So what brings us here? What bonds us here is exactly the promises of 6-8 in the book of Exodus and places like that that says this is the possession of the people by their God. And when we stand in front of those texts and when we stand in front of the prophecies that talk about these connections, we bow to say sometimes with all the challenges around us, with all the wars, and without the ongoing situation, how can we stand in front of it and be brave enough to stand? The truth is, we stand on shoulders of brave people like Chacham Emanuel and like many others that fought for the connections and the bond to the Jewish people and the Jewish state. And we are in Judea and Samaria more than anywhere else. We return to the place where it all started. From this week's parasha, the very goal of the Exodus, we see in front of us and we understand this is where we need to be. Shabbat Shalom.